Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in these uncertain times. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds on the Holistic Survival Show. And by the way, be sure to visit our website at holisticsurvival.com. You can subscribe to our blog, which is totally free, has loads of great information, and there's just a lot of good content for you on the site. So make sure you take advantage of that at holisticsurvival.com. We'll be right back.
Now's your opportunity to get the Financial Freedom Report. The Financial Freedom Report provides financial self-defense in uncertain times, and it's your source for innovative, forward-thinking investment property strategies and advice. Get your newsletter subscription today. You get a digital download and even more. Go to jasonhartman.com to get yours today.
My pleasure to welcome Ken Presner, who is coming to us all the way from Southeast Asia today, and he is the inventor of the ultimate zapper. So we're going to talk about health, we're going to talk about blood electrification, and what that's all about in terms of parasites, viruses, fungus, even cancer. Ken, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So tell us a little bit about the zapper. I have to be honest, it sounds a little gimmicky, the name, and I'm sure people have told you that before, but there's apparently a lot of science behind this, isn't there?
Yeah, no, people haven't said it's gimmicky, because people who look for zappers are aware that the name was created by Dr. Howlett Clark back in the 1990s, who invented the original zapper, not the ultimate zapper. It's a catchy word, yes. Gimmicky. Well, I haven't heard it that before.
No problem. No need to, you know, explain too much there. I just kind of thought I'd start off with that. So you were affected with what? Multiple sclerosis?
No, I wasn't affected. I was paralyzed.
Wow. And what was your evolution? What did you do? How did you come to be involved with this and invent this product?
Well, this is quite a long story. I was paralyzed and bedridden in 1989 with multiple sclerosis, and I nearly died from Crohn's disease in 1994. I came to invent the ultimate zapper in 1996 after reading Huldah Clark's book, The Cure for All Diseases, and doing some of the things that she recommends in her book. It's quite a story. I don't know how much detail you want to go into, but suffice it to say that my interest in electronics goes back to the 1950s, and I had great, I think, sense of motivation when I if you'll excuse the pun, this sparked me sparked my interest because I saw that what Dr. Clark was saying was absolutely spot on about detoxification, about parasites, which I had been diagnosed with detoxification. I had been diagnosed as being toxic as well. And when I saw that what she recommends gave very astonishing results and very quick results, as I say, I was sparked by her invention of the zapper to go further.
And what does it do?
Well, the ultimate zapper kills a variety of pathogens, parasites, bacteria, fungus, yeast. And it also has a very powerful electroporation effect, which creates a temporary porosity in the cells. This allows nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and herbs to enter the cells much more efficiently, which can be very beneficial. In the case of medication, it will also allow medication to enter the cells more efficiently, in which case dosages have to be adjusted and doctors have to be consulted.
And how does one use it?
Well, the instruction page is right on my site. the Ultimate Zapper comes with two handholds, and it comes with optional foot pads. It's very easy to use. You cover them with paper toweling or light cloth covering, such as cotton. Dampen it. Sometimes people use salt water to increase the conductivity. And you turn the switch on and hold on to them, basically. You can apply them to different areas of the body. I have suggestions on my instruction page. And you can also use the foot pads to great advantage. People also use them for zapping their pets, and I have a testimonial with 458 unsolicited testimonials, and there is a section on pet zapping, and some people have got amazing results for their pets as well as themselves. So that's on my site, and people can read that at their leisure. I have the largest zapper website in the world. It's about 20 megabytes, although I sell only my zapper. There's a tremendous amount of health information on my site.
And does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. Most people don't feel anything at all, because the frequency that the Ultimate Zapper is set to is 2,500 hertz, which means that there are 2,500 pulses per second. Unless you're very, very sensitive, you won't feel a thing. In fact, some people say, hey, I don't feel anything. I say, well, that's normal. Some people feel a little tingling, a little small sensations, and that's pretty well it.
So it's an electrical current.
That's correct.
And contrast to the difference between this and, you know, like electrical muscle stimulation, right, where people use that for rehab and recovery from muscle injuries and so forth.
Yes, there are TENS machines and other devices that are used that have different specifications. They're not at all the same as the Ultimate Zapper. They do not do the same thing as the Ultimate Zapper does. The Ultimate Zapper is designed to produce what is called a positive offset square wave. The wave is stabilized. The voltage is constant because it is powered by an AC adapter, so you don't have the same problems as you have with battery zappers that discharge. If you read my homepage and if you read my FAQ page, it will describe in detail for you the technical aspects and also the therapeutic aspects very clearly. The therapeutic benefits are many and varied. There are about 12 health categories on my site in the testimonial archive. And although I must say that it is illegal for me to make any medical claims, I can only give my opinions, and everything is anecdotal. Otherwise, there's a problem. So that having been said, if you take a look at the testimonial archive on my website, you will see that people have benefited from using the Ultimate Zapper for everything from what one would call minor ailments, the cold, the flu, pains and aches of various kinds, to very serious conditions such as various cancers and various blood conditions such as HIV, Lyme disease, serious gastrointestinal problems, very serious parasitic infestations, problems in the urogenital system. There are 17 categories now in the testimonial archive.
And how often does one use it, and for how much time? What is a session like?
Well, this is a very good question. Now, Hulda Clark, years ago when she invented her zapper, she created what's known as the famous Hulda Clark cycle, which is 7 minutes on, 20-minute break, 7 minutes on, 20-minute break, and a final 7 minutes on. Well, that was appropriate for her zapper because her zapper was a very simple one. If you consult the five zapper comparison charts on my site that compare 29 zappers, including the Ultimate Zapper, you'll be able to see her zapper. It's the A6. And the A6 was a very simple zapper, and you needed a full 7 minutes in order to get results. But one of the reasons why I invented the Ultimate Zapper was that the results that I got and that other people were getting with the A6, the original version, were sometimes there, sometimes not there, sometimes so-so. So with the Ultimate Zapper, you start off at 15 seconds. The reason is that the Ultimate Zapper is the most powerful zapper available. Many people only need 15 seconds to get the full therapeutic benefits. Many people are sensitive and they find that they start to experience detoxification symptoms, such as what's called the Herxheimer reaction or other detoxification symptoms, if they zap very quickly at more than 1 minute. Let's say they jump in at 7 minutes and they really should be at 15 seconds. They may email me and say, oh my gosh, I felt so unwell last. I don't know what happened to me. And then I say, well, how many minutes were you zapping? How long were you zapping for? They say, oh, well, I did the 7 minutes. I say, stop for 2 or 3 days, let everything die down and go back to 15 seconds and see how you do. And they inevitably, invariably email me back, thank you very much. It's working for me now. So some people, and then I recommend on my instruction page for people to work up very slowly, go from 15 seconds to 30 seconds. Every few days, you can add a half a minute or a minute. Some people can ramp up very quickly to 7 minutes. Some people zap 7 to 10 minutes with no problem right off the bat. Other people like to do what's called duration zapping, which is zapping for 15 minutes, a half hour, even up to an hour without any breaks whatsoever. So in other words, it's not engraved in stone. Everyone has to find what I call their maximum level of comfort. People should not zap to the point where they are feeling discomfort or symptoms which are starting to concern them. They should zap to a level where they are comfortable, and if they reach a level where they start to feel uncomfortable, they should pull back and be in a comfort zone.
So it doesn't take much time then at all, does it?
Well, no, it really doesn't. You can do this at your leisure, in the evening or in the morning, depending on what your schedule is. Some people want to zap more than once a day, but it just takes a matter of, as I say, anywhere from 15 seconds to a few minutes, and then you're done.
And how often? Once a day? Or
if there are there are two different at least two different categories here. For people who have specific conditions or ailments that they are zapping for, I recommend zapping at least once a day. You can zap up to 3 times a day, and you can also take certain supplements if you wish to enhance the effect of certain supplements that you have, that you're taking. You can take those within an hour of zapping, and that porosity effect called the electroporation effect will kick in. This normally kicks in within an hour of either side of zapping.
Now, so a healthy person can use it too, then, right?
Yes, this is another category. People who are healthy but who want to maintain their health. And look, everybody has parasites. This is if you read the studies written by pathologists, the books and the medical literature, they say that the average is about 2 pounds per person that we are carrying in terms of parasites. So even if you're healthy, you do carry a load of parasites. And they can become involved in pathology at some point in time in your life. Maintenance zapping, what I call maintenance zapping, can be done 2 or 3 times a day. A week, not a day. 2 or 3 times a week, if you wish, in order to keep parasite load that we all naturally have down to a minimum, and to keep yourself healthy, to keep your immune system strong as well.
So is disease all about parasites then?
Hulda Clark said it is, but she talked about toxins and parasites. I think that things are a little bit more complex than she talked about. Really, it's hard to describe the whole thing, because she created really a large mountain of work and research, talk about specifics of what I feel are correct things and what are incorrect will take some time. But I would, from my point of view, having been through 2 so-called incurable diseases, to cut to the quick, I believe that a lot of what we're facing in terms of disease and serious illness, chronic illness certainly, has to do with underlying mental and or chemical toxicity, and then opportunistic pathogens that help make up the chain of pathology, pathogens such as parasites, bacteria, viruses, yeast, fungus, and the rest.
And tell us about, like, these parasites. There's a documentary someone recommended to me that I've been meaning to watch about parasites, and I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But what is a parasite? What does a parasite do to us? And I guess what does the zapper do to the parasite, too?
Well, if you read parts of my FAQ page about the principle of how the zapper works, it's based on a principle called resonance. Now, some people are now revising this in the light of some things that, they're followers of Huldah Clark, some of the my competitors, and then when Huldah Clark, she passed away in 2009, by the way. If she said something, they followed it. If she revised something, they followed. They parroted it. From my experience, it cannot be complete. No one, including Dr. Huldah Clark, could completely explain how this works. But what appears to happen is that there is a resonance with the pathogens that kills them. If you go back years ago, there was a commercial on TV about Memorex tape. Is it Live or is it Memorex? And then there was I think an opera singer. She was singing a very, very high-pitched sound, and a wine glass broke. Well, why did the wine glass break? The wine glass broke because the frequency of the note that she struck was the same frequency as the natural frequency as the glass. Everything has a natural frequency in our world, in nature. And when the frequency is struck, then resonance happens, and that resonance creates a destructive effect. And so that is that's the short explanation of how the zapper works.
What else should people know about it?
I think that the other important thing besides killing pathogens is the electroporation effect. This is something which other people with other zapper sites don't really go into because their zappers don't produce this effect, but the Ultimate Zapper does. The Ultimate Zapper creates an electroporation effect that creates a temporary porosity in the cells, allowing vitamins, minerals, herbs, supplements to enter the cells much more efficiently, and also medication. In the latter case, doctors should be consulted about lowering dosages. Now, the benefit of this is very, very important. For instance, vitamin C kills cancer. The research by Dr. Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize, and Dr. Erwin Stone showed quite clearly that vitamin C kills cancer. If you use the Ultimate Zapper when you are taking large doses of vitamin C within an hour or so, you can infuse your cells, flood your cells with a much more powerful vitamin C flow, and this can have a beneficial effect. There are many other conditions and ailments that one might want to target in a similar way. Therapeutically, if you want to keep healthy, if you want to do maintenance zapping, if you take your supplements within an hour of zapping, you can have a very positive electroporation effect that will help you to stay healthy if you are not targeting specific conditions or illnesses when you're zapping. So it's multifunctional. The Ultimate Zapper has different benefits, and certainly benefits that other zappers do not have.
Talk to us for a moment, if you would, about supplements and supplementation. You were mentioning a moment ago that the zapper can make supplementation more effective.
Yes. I have a lot of experience in this area. I was in the health food business back in the 1980s, and I sold an awful lot of supplements. And the Ultimate Zapper has a very powerful electroporation effect that can enhance the effect of supplements and herbs that are taken within about an hour of zapping. So this is a very strong, a very powerful therapeutic effect.
And within an hour, is that before or after? Doesn't matter?
Either way.
Either way.
The experiments show that either way. If you are taking very powerful, for example, if you're taking medication, prescription medication, if you have a serious illness and you're seeing the doctor and you're on a very slow-acting or very powerful medication, you should consult your doctor about lowering your dosage. Some doctors understand about the zapper. Many of them don't. But the ones who do have gone along and have some have been amazed. There are many doctors who use my zapper. I've sold my zapper to many medical doctors and other practitioners over the years. And the ones who understand this can advise their patients what to do about the dosage. In some cases, they might say, well, we don't have to do very much. In most cases, the doctor will say if it's a serious medication and a strong medication, a long-acting medication, they will recommend a lowering of the dosage because the ultimate zapper makes the enhances the effect of the dosage.
Let me take a brief pause. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's great about the shows you'll find on jasonhartman.com is that if you want to learn how to finance your next big real estate deal, there's a show for that. If you want to learn more about food storage and the best way to keep those onions from smelling up everything else, there's a show for that. If you honestly want to know more about business ethics, there's a show for that. And if you just want to get away from it all and need to know something about world travel, there's even a show for that. Yep, there's a show for just about anything. Only from jasonhartman.com or type in Jason Hartman in the iTunes store.
Well, first of all, before we get off the supplement discussion, are there any supplements that you would specifically recommend to listeners? You know, I know that's a huge question, and there are thousands of supplements and so forth.
Yes, it is. Right? It is a huge question if you take a look at the shelves in your local vitamin store.
Completely understand that. I completely understand. It's a loaded question when I ask. But, you know, just generally, anything for general health and longevity, maybe a few recommendations.
Well, there are some simple things that one can do, and I do this every day. I mean, vitamin C is the queen of all the vitamins. So if you take vitamin C, good quality vitamin C, I take an ester C. If you take it with bioflavonoids, which is part of the vitamin C complex, I think that's a very good thing to do every day. It's very important for killing various kinds of pathogens and helping keep a strong immune system. So I would say vitamin C is very good. A good vitamin B complex is very good for the entire nervous system, among other things. Those are two things which I feel are important. Milk thistle is very important for protecting the liver and helping the liver detoxify, and the liver being the largest or internal organ for detoxification, internal because the skin is the largest organ for detoxification. It's not internal, obviously. Milk thistle is a very important supplement. And in terms of minerals, I think that one of the most important things that you can take is magnesium. Magnesium, the complementary mineral is calcium, and calcium creates the contraction of all the muscles in the body, and magnesium creates the relaxation of all the muscles in the body, including the heart muscle. And so if magnesium is known to be an excellent regulator of blood pressure, and it's involved in about 300 metabolic processes, and it helped me greatly when I was trying to walk again. And I would deduce that I was magnesium deficient in those days, because once I started to take it, it helped my mobility. And this is long before I started to get into the zapper area. So I think that magnesium all around is very important. It's calcium. People take calcium and magnesium supplements. It's very easy to get calcium from most of our diets, but it's very difficult to be calcium deficient. But it is. We don't get as much magnesium as calcium. The ratio is supposed to be 2-1, and it's very easy to be magnesium deficient. So vitamin C, vitamin B complex, milk thistle, magnesium, just some of the basics.
Okay, good point, Ken. And is there a multivitamin that can cover these, or you really have to take them individually, like the ester C, etc.?
Well, multivitamins... The problem with multivitamins is that you'd probably, in order to get therapeutic dosages of these vitamins and minerals, you'd probably have to take a huge horse pill. And I don't know any multi that's made that will give you the kinds of dosages in these quality vitamins and minerals that I take myself, for instance, or that I would recommend to my friends. So I think that in terms of cost and in terms of quality and in terms of therapeutic effectiveness, you're much better off just picking and choosing, you know, what you need. And if you want to throw in a multi just to top things off, you know, that's fine. But I would target the most important vitamins and minerals in good therapeutic dosages. And then, you know, if you want to throw in a multi for the minor things, then go ahead.
Fair enough. Just in closing here, I'd like you to give out your website, tell people where they can learn more. But I do have one more question for you. What is your website?
Well, I have two websites. First of all, www.theultimatezapper.com. That's my mirror site. My main site is ZAP, if you're Canadian, ZAP. Intergate.ca with no www in front of it.
And talk to us, if you would, for a moment about the FDA. At the beginning of our discussion today, you said that you can't make medical claims. And I've had a few different people on my show talking about the FDA and how it's, you know, and all of its downfalls and so forth, and how you can't put on a jug of prune juice what it does. Otherwise, you're making a medical claim, which everybody on the planet knows what prune juice does. It's not exactly a complex idea. it seems like a cartel that's in bed with the American Medical Association and the pharma companies, and just making it impossible for anybody to, you know, under the guise of consumer protection, to get the word out about potentially good products.
Well, I would tend to agree with you. If you take a look, for instance, at one of the focuses of my site and my recovery, which is the poisoning of people through silver amalgam fillings that are not silver, they're 50% mercury, you will be able to read on my site, on my ADA page, and on my the Big Dental Lie page about the ADA and the FDA being in bed with one another. So this is a very good, very, very good question, and it's a very pertinent one, because the question is, who are they working for? And there doesn't appear to be much doubt that they are working for big pharmaceutical companies and the medical and dental industries to our detriment. This is a very, very serious very serious problem, because they have done everything in the case of dental mercury to support the ADA. Moms Against Mercury won a lawsuit against the FDA in 2008 on this very issue. There's the lawyer, was a heroic lawyer named Charlie Brown, who was on the Moms Against Mercury side. But in 2009, the FDA overturned their decision. Well, I mean, it's a no-brainer that dental mercury is highly toxic. All the dentists are toxic. The medical literature shows that. People who come to me show toxicity through various kinds of testing without any doubt, as I did. The fact that this problem is not being addressed, and not only not being addressed, but is being suppressed, is abominable. So this is part of this is all part of what you're referring to, and I could not agree more.
In terms of the mercury fillings issue, there are two schools of thought on that. You know, some people say have them removed, get them out of your body right away. Others say don't disturb them, just leave well bad enough alone, I guess.
Well, this is a good point.
It's sometimes worse to disturb them than it is to remove them. What are your thoughts there?
Well, this is a very good point that you make. Your mercury fillings are a ticking time bomb, because mercury vapor is leaching into the body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's been implicated in not only neurological problems, cardiovascular problems, gastrointestinal problems, you name it. So the question is, what do you do if you have them? Well, what you do is, what I did and what a lot of other people are doing, is you have them removed by a mercury-free dentist who is a specialist in this work, who will make sure that you do not inhale mercury vapors or pieces of mercury filling when the removal process is happening. If the work is done safely and if chelation is done, chelation is the process whereby mercury is extracted from the organs and tissues and bodily systems after the dental work is done. If you do those two things and some of the other things that I talk about in my recovery protocol, absolutely amazing recoveries can be seen. I have quite a number of them on my site, and there are even more that I have not written up yet. So the key is to recognize the root of the pathology if you have a disease or an illness. If the root is established to be metals and or chemicals, then there are ways to go about this safely that can remove risk. Even if you are not ill today, you may be showing some symptoms, some may be not so serious, but in the future you could become seriously ill. And for mothers, this is a very, very important thing, because mercury crosses the placenta and is in the brain and all of the organs of the unborn child. Hence, Moms Against Mercury, the lawsuit against the FDA in 2008. Hence, all kinds of neurological problems that are associated specifically with children, such as ADD and autism, and not to speak of multiple sclerosis in adults, and all kinds of other neurological illnesses such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, etc.
Is there a lesser thing? I mean, can one do chelation without having the fillings removed if they're just too afraid to disturb them?
What will happen if you do that, what will happen is that you will leach the mercury from your fillings into your brain and into your other organs, especially the kidneys, gastrointestinal tract, and you can become severely ill if you do that. The short answer is never do chelation until all of the mercury is out of your mouth. You will put your health and your life potentially seriously at risk if you do so.
Wow. Okay. Good that I asked that question. And I mean, is it 100% that mercury, those mercury fillings are leaching? Or I guess maybe the question is, how can someone get tested for mercury toxicity?
If you have mercury fillings in your mouth, you're mercury toxic.
Really? Okay.
The government worries about fish. Now, fish are not 2 inches from your brain,
right?
And they do not contain 50% mercury. If there was a fish that was sitting 2 inches from your brain for some reason,
and 24 hours a day,
and contained 50% mercury, then I'm sure the government would be talking about it. But fish contain parts per million. Your fillings contained 50%. That's 500,000 per million. Not parts per million. Parts per million are parts. That's a fraction of one part per million, or possibly a little bit more than one part per million, 500,000 per million. I mean, we're talking about the most potent neurological poison in the world. Mercury is the strongest neurotoxin in the world, and this has been the leaching. You asked about the leaching. This research has been done by Dr. Murray Vimy in Calgary, Alberta. So Dr. Vimy and others have done research as well into this and into chelation. There's no question about the leaching of mercury 24 hours a day through various pathways into the brain and into the gastrointestinal tract, into the kidneys, and through all of the bodily systems and organs and tissues. This is not in doubt. What is in doubt is that the so-called authorities are protecting those who are involved in creating a toxic population. They have licensed the use of dental mercury, and they have done pretty well everything they can to protect the ADA and dentists from legal liability, and they have acted against the best interest of patients. In fact, if dentists mention the word mercury, they can have their license revoked. Well, I wonder why. Everything is done. Everything possible is done in order to deny the fact that one of the most powerful toxins on the planet that is sitting 2 inches from the human brain is poisoning not only the brain but the rest of the human body. Now, the whole logic is turned on its head, because what they've done is try their best to prove that an incredibly powerful toxin is non-toxic. So go figure it out. It's a no-brainer. Excuse
right.
the pun.
Amazing.
I'm sorry, but it's a no-brainer.
Right.
It is amazing. It's unbelievable.
I mean, now they're not using mercury anymore, though, are they?
Yes, they are. They certainly are.
They're still using it.
Oh, yes, they certainly are. In fact, if you, I think in America, if people are involved in, people from the military or people who are covered by public health, if they go to the dentist, I believe mercury is still being used. I think it's being used outside of those cases as well. It has been. Change has happened not by the acknowledgement of mercury as an incredibly powerful toxin, the most powerful neurotoxin on the planet, I will state again, but mercury, this is a very, very serious issue that has yet to be addressed. It has been dealt with essentially on the basis of aesthetics. People come in and the doctor said, oh, you would maybe look nicer with white fillings. Or the customer, the client, the patient comes and says, I'd like some white fillings. Nobody mentions the word mercury, and the work is done. If it's done, which is mostly the case, most dentists are not biological dentists. They're not mercury-free dentists. So most of the work is done incompetently, and the dentist and the patient are far more mercury toxic because there is not a special mercury filtration system as with mercury-free dentists. You see, it's a multifaceted problem. There are many different aspects to this that one must understand in order to make informed choices, make the best choices for you and your family.
Well, Ken, this has been very enlightening. Thank you so much for the information today, and keep up the good work out there. And by the way, I just wanted to have you mention, how many people in how many countries are using the Ultimate Zapper?
Well, there are many, many thousands of people who are using the Ultimate Zapper. It's been on the market since 1996, and I came out with the new model SE in 2010, which is 40% more powerful than the original Ultimate Zapper, and it is being shipped to over 60 countries, and I have a worldwide network of distributors. It is the best-selling zapper in the world.
Great. Well, very enlightening, very interesting, a lot to be concerned about out there in really what amounts to defending ourselves against these toxins that are just part of big business and the corporatocracy and its fascist links to our government.
There are a lot of different aspects of it, and it would take a lot longer than an hour to go through everything. But the bottom line is everybody has to realize that if they trust others, that others may or may not be making the best decisions for them. If they are in the hands of a good practitioner, they are very, very fortunate, and they are on the right track. But if, like as I was back in 1989, at the beginning of a journey to search and find answers, you really have to do your own thinking and make your own decisions. And the best way to do that is to become informed.
Yeah. Good point. Ken Presner, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed.